Chapter 11. Freud and Jung and Psychotherapy. While psychologists were having problems with introspection and rejecting it in favor of something more scientific, Sigmund Freud and his followers were learning something from mental evidence and even learning something about the nature of its inaccuracies. The mental senses were used successfully by Freud in developing a huge new body of knowledge, namely, 1. People bury their unwanted thoughts, feelings, desires, and motivations in the subconscious. 2. These repressed aspects of their personality continue to operate from the subconscious in conflict with their conscious desires and motives. 3. These conflicts are caused by unresolved childhood traumatic experiences. 4. Dreams are not just meaningless nonsense. Dreams are a clue to these subconscious elements, the royal road to a knowledge of the unconscious, as Freud put it. 5. People employ defense mechanisms to avoid seeing their subconscious motivations and their true selves. Anna Freud identified a dozen or so of these defense mechanisms, including repression, projection, displacement, rationalization, sublimation, and denial, described in any psychological textbook. 6. Freud developed the method of psychoanalysis using dreams and free association in a confidential and non-judgmental setting to get rid of these conflicts by slowly and patiently bringing them out into conscious awareness and dealing with them there. Carl Jung, Freud's number one pupil, carried Freud's tradition further and corrected many of Freud's errors. No, psychological problems don't all have to do with sex. No, dreams are not wish fulfillment, but rather a correction to or compensation for the conscious attitude. No, the subconscious is not just a place where we bury our unwanted thoughts and feelings, but also a source of ideas, inspiration, and spiritual knowledge. When I first read Jung, I thought he had not yet broken free from the religious beliefs of the pre-scientific era, but actually he was moving ahead into a new era, an era where people can believe in the spiritual and not on the basis of faith or somebody's authority, but on the basis of evidence. His discovery of original experience, whereby one is able to see God for oneself, is potentially his most valuable, but not yet recognized, contribution to the culture. I know that these things are true because I have experienced them myself. I have successfully completed psychotherapy, first to the satisfaction of my psychiatrist, and then to my own satisfaction, using the disciplines I had learned in psychotherapy and inspired by the writings of Carl Jung, analyzing my own dreams and doing journaling until I was totally comfortable with myself as a human being. I have been through a process roughly equivalent to Jungian analysis. If the evidence of the mental senses were to be accepted, it would seem that I have replicated many of the discoveries of Freud and Jung in my own experience. This isn't theory, this is evidence. I have observed my own personal psychology directly with my mental senses. Unlike psychotherapists who must infer their clients' mental processes from the outside, my view of psychology is from the inside. I have been advised by an experienced science editor not to include my personal experiences in this book, and especially not the fact that I've been through psychotherapy. But this is the only real evidence I have to refute those people who are trying to dismiss Freud and Jung, saying there is no such thing as the subconscious, that childhood traumatic experiences don't determine our adult lives, that psychotherapy is only conversation, and that nobody ever benefited from Freudian methods. These opinions have been advanced in all cases by people who show no evidence of having successfully completed psychotherapy, and in most cases show evidence of needing it. I think the testimony of people who have successfully completed psychotherapy is needed to counter this flow of misinformation. Would you rather learn how to climb Mount Everest from people who have actually climbed it, or from people who failed or never tried, or claim that Mount Everest doesn't exist? Here are some of the discoveries of Freud and Jung that I replicated with some variations in the course of my psychological development. Yes, there is a subconscious, but no, the subconscious is not a fixed place in the mind. I have observed thoughts gradually becoming conscious over time, like fish emerging from a deep pool. As one develops psychologically, more and more becomes conscious. In therapy, I uncovered from my subconscious mental attributes I didn't know I had: creativity and intuition and will. Yes, I have experienced the subconscious, from Freud's viewpoint, as a garbage dump where unwanted thoughts are buried. I have also experienced the subconscious from Jung's viewpoint as a creative source of material that I didn't put there, including spiritual insights. Yes, traumatic experiences in childhood shape our adult lives. I had not one, but several, ranging from mild to crippling. Yes, I lay on a couch and talked to the ceiling with a psychiatrist behind me. It was more comfortable than sitting facing someone. When I'm trying to reach for deep thoughts, it is always distracting to be looking somebody in the eye. I can actually be more honest if I look away, contrary to folk belief. My psychiatrist trained me as an observer of my own mental processes, thoughts, feelings, fantasies, dreams, and defenses. He trained me to speak in specific language, not abstractions. My psychiatrist and I engaged in a constant dialogue, sometimes an argument, as opposed to some methods of treatment in which the psychiatrist hardly says anything. Freud's view of dreams as the royal road to the unconscious is accurate, but his view of dreams as wish fulfillment is not. Jung's view of dreams as a correction to or compensation for the conscious attitude proved to be more accurate and led me to a whole education from my dreams. I never experienced infantile sexuality. Sexuality for me started at puberty. I did experience the Oedipal triangle, though, which has nothing to do with sex, but is the child wanting exclusive possession of his mother. I know that there are thousands or millions of people who have successfully completed psychotherapy. If more of you would come forward and report your observations publicly, we would have a formidable body of knowledge to support the findings of Freud and Jung. But I know there are obstacles. First of all, there is the arbitrary ruling by the scientific establishment that anecdotal evidence is not allowed. They dismiss it by saying it is useless. That is the complete argument. But all evidence is evidence. Each individual experience represents a sample size of one. By itself, it is not significant, but as these individual experiences accumulate, they become a sample size that can be held to be representative of a population. There is also the question of the credibility of the witness.